A new education survey reveals that chief executives at America's largest corporations fear the U.S. could lose its competitive edge in science and technology because of a shortage of trained workers. Leaders questioned in the survey advocate greater investment in education to attract skilled workers who can meet the technological challenges of the 21st century. Bob Allen talks a lot about human capital. To this senior executive with CH2M Hill, a $6.2 billion engineering company with 25,000 employees, human capital means a skilled workforce. Engineers make up two-thirds of the human capital at CH2M Hill. These men and women are working on projects as diverse as managing the engineering and construction contracts for the 2012 Olympics to the widening of the Panama Canal.
You need people to do that, and you need the best people. In our case, it's folks who have science, technology, engineering, and math backgrounds.
Allen says the employee-owned company, named by Fortune magazine as one of the most admired in America, has been successful in attracting and keeping talented workers. But he shares the same concerns as executives from America's largest corporations, many of whom took part in the 13th annual Bare Facts of Science Education Survey. 95% of those executives said the U.S. is in danger of losing its global leadership position in science and technology because of a shortage of those workers.
We're living with really the consequences of perhaps not dealing with these problems 15 years ago. So the real challenge for us is, how do we weather the next 10 to 15 years, but in the meantime make some decisions today to increase the level of interest and the participation, particularly of students in engineering, so that 10, 15 years out, we will have the type of workforce that allow us to maintain that leadership.
6 in 10 executives said that the U.S. education system is failing. Allen says gifted graduates are entering the marketplace, but simply not enough of them. He says while his company and others are investing in school programs that help raise competency in science, it should be a national imperative that government and business join to do more if the U.S. is to remain competitive worldwide.
And the rest of the world certainly has figured that out. When I say the rest of the world, particularly places like China and India, you know, they're seeing it certainly as a national imperative for them to raise the level of their education. And there's clearly a strong government presence in ensuring that that happens. And I believe that the same thing has to happen here.
Women and minorities are a source of untapped talent, according to the survey. Currently, women hold 25% of the jobs in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Minorities make up an even smaller share. 98% of those surveyed said women and minorities could significantly reduce the burden. Allen says this source of untapped potential is especially critical as the baby boom generation retires and younger workers take their place.
Not only is it the right thing to do, but there's certainly a benefit to the businesses and industries that are out there. So spending some time, energy, and financial resources in developing that talent pool makes a significant amount of sense.
Bear's efforts to promote science literacy in schools across the country is called the Making Science Make Sense Initiative. Bridget McCourt is the project director. She says the company's 13th annual survey underscores the importance of science education as the foundation of an informed electorate.
It's important that everybody, as they go through their lives, have a good base for science so that, you know, when they're going and they're asked to vote for political officials at all levels, if there's an issue that's related to these fields on the table, they're well versed in what's taking place and they can make educated decisions. That's good for the country, certainly, and that's good for us as a company.
McCourt hopes the survey conveys the urgent need for more extensive and targeted science education programs and that it prompts corporate America and the U.S. government to take actions to make that happen. I'm Roseanne Skirbel.